What's the most popular book in the Bible? Hi, this is Reason Why with Alec McClellan. I'm John Gager. Alec, I think most people might say the book of Psalms is something special.
John, the Psalms are a rich source of God's truth. They have an honesty and emotion that connects with us in a powerful way. However, the fact we hold them so dear can be a reason to resist a deeper study of the text.
You mean we don't want the Psalms to become too mechanical?
There ought to be a non-mechanical way to pick up the Bible and read it so anyone can grasp the meaning. If you can't do this, it's probably time to use a different translation. However, the deeper you study the text, the greater treasures you will find. It's true for every book of the Bible, and the Psalms are no different.
But some don't want to work through the Psalms. They just kind of want to soak in the Psalms.
I can understand the desire just to let God's word wash over you. And the Psalms are a wonderful way to do just that. But when this becomes our primary hermeneutic, our way to read and understand God's word, there's a problem. Christian author Calvin Miller said, "Mystics without study are only spiritual romantics who want relationship without effort." Deeper feelings about the Psalms ought to follow from a deeper understanding of the Psalms. And the golden rule of Bible study is this. You must ask, what does the text mean, before you ask, what does the text mean to me? C.S. Lewis said, "The Psalms must be read as poems if they are to be understood, as lyrics with all the licenses and all the formalities, the hyperboles, the emotional rather than logical connections which are proper to lyric poetry. Otherwise, we shall miss what is in them and think we see what is not."
Reason Why with Alec McClellan. It's ultimate truth for ordinary people. Check out the website reasonwhy.org. Reason Why is a production of Moody Radio, a ministry of Moody Global Ministries.